Shalmu Banim Labanim Mai. I think that's the fifth or so Ibaya. Shilei Mechza Mai. If you paid half, what's the din? What are two tzedakim by Shilei Mechza? What's the case, first of all? I'm a Shomer, and something happened to the animal, and I pay half. What's the case? I'm chayiv to pay how much? I was a pesheyah, I was a oynis. So let's say I was an oynis. I'm chayiv to pay nothing. Shilei mechza mai. So the other half, he's going to have to schlep me to Bezdin. On the other half, no? So I'm going to have to swear on the other half. On the other half, he's going to schlep me to Bezdin. I'm going to have to take him, he's going to take me to Bezdin. I'm going to have to swear. Is that the case? Mm-hmm. What am I tining? Shilei mechza, if I'm tining, I was pesheya, I'm chayiv the whole thing. That can't be. So it must be that I'm tining, it was nensa. So I'm tining, it was nensa, and I'm saying, afal pikein, I'll pay half. I get half. But he's still going to have to schlep me to Bezdin. But why would he give me half the kefil? Why would he be grateful to me? And give, right, he's grateful to me, so he gives me half the kefil. Why is he grateful to me? He started to schlep me to Bezdin, and I swore, and I was potter on the other half. I didn't get anything.
According to Rashi, because it's not only Togan to pay for the full price. It has to be maybe did some Tavis also beforehand. So it'll be great if he did me Tavis before, and now you pay me half, that'll be great.
It's so funny that that he has to schlep me to Bezdin anyhow. If they are Eidim, maybe they are Eidim, so he's not being schlepped to Bezdin. Maybe they are Eidim, if you hold Eidim, Shinetsu gets. If you say Eidim, you say to Rashi, it's a matana, you don't get anything, you pay the whole thing. So I saw in the Chazon Ish, he says something very short. I think what he's saying is that the case is that they made an adequate settlement for half. As he told him, listen, I'll give you half, and don't make me swear on the other half. On the other half. Right? He says, Nansa. You gave me something to watch. I say, Nansa. So it could be you believe me, it could be you don't believe me. I tell you, look, I'm going to swear, and I'll be part of the whole thing. We'll make a deal. I'll pay half, and the other half, don't be Tevei Ashua. And they made the settlement. So Gemara's Nibaya, when they settle for half, does he give him half? So I think what's bothering the Chazon Ish is that if he's going to have to schlep you to Bezdin for the other half anyway, you're going to have to go through the whole court case and swear and become potter, why would he be makdin a kefil? I think that's what he means. What? Give him the atrichei. So he says it's talking atrichei. So it's hard to understand. If it was atrichei, why it should be?
Right.
Yeah, it's true, but in a case where you're matriach me and you swear and then you pay, that's actually a machlokes in the Gemara elsewhere. If you have a case where you schlep me to din Torah and you swear and everything, and now you're potter, now you pay me, so that's a separate question that the Gemara is machulik in Bava Kamma whether you would give me kefil in such a case. You schlep me through a whole din Torah. That's why it would be easier to learn that this Gemara is talking that he didn't schlep it through a din Torah. And everybody is, he didn't schlep him, but on the other hand, he only got half his money. Do we say, you know, is he half as happy, or is he unhappy, or it's not the shots up? What's the next case? Shal shtei parais v'shilem echad mehem mai. Also not such an easy one. We're up to, I think, number 7. Shal shtei parais v'shilem achas mehem mai. He borrowed two parais. So here it's also mechza, but it's the mechza is a more distinct mechza. It's one whole para. So maybe since that one whole para has its own kefil, maybe he's mapped it to me this one whole para and not the other one whole para. Something like that. Why the Gemara switches, I don't know. We're trying to understand that all the Ibayas could have been by Sheila as well. Why the Gemara switches here, I don't know. Shal min ha-shutfim v'shilim le'echad mehen mai. If you borrow from Shutvim and you pay one of them, what's a shaila?
You get his kefil. I'm not going to pay.
His kefil. What's it then if you have Shutvim and somebody, let's say two people have a business together. Two people, or whatever it is, they have a grocery, two Shutvim. And somebody has a bill for $1,000. The guy walks in, he says, here's $500,000, I'm not giving you any more. So that Shutvim keeps his 500? That's the way it works by Shutvim? Huh? He keeps, they say, okay, I'll take my 500, let the other guy worry about his 500. Wouldn't make for a very good Shutvim.
He says,
I'm paying your half. I like you, and I'm paying your half. Interesting. But Kidega here makes the point that by Shutvim it's not that way. The halacha is, by Shutvim, anytime you're in a Shutvim and you're doing business that has to do with the Shutvim, everything you do goes to both sides. You should know, sometime in life you'll have a Shutvim with somebody, and it happens often. One Shutvim feels he's doing more of the work. He's entitled to more. It doesn't work that way. If you have a Shutvim with somebody and you're both trying to sell merchandise, and you get one big customer, so you can start thinking to yourself, you know what, this customer I won't keep in the Shutvim. I'll do it, the Shutvim says 9 to 5, and I'll work on him after 5 o'clock. It'll be my customer. You can't do that, unless the other guy's masking. Anytime two people have a Shutvim together, anything that's done in the Shutvim automatically belongs to the Shutvim. You can't make money on your own that's related to the Shutvim. You should know it's a klal gadol, and there's a lot of misunderstandings in business when these things happen, where people are shutvim, and then there's one side contract, and the one shutvim finds it, and he wants to take it for himself. It doesn't work that way. Every shutvim, if you're a shutvim and a shutvim, anything to do with that business goes to both sides, even if you're the only one who worked on it, and he wouldn't have gotten it without you, and you know somebody, that's how you got the customer. It doesn't matter. In a shutvim, anything you do in a shutvim belongs to the whole shutvim. That's a stam shutvim agreement every time. Rabbi Kiva Eger here is the kasha that there should be no such thing as shilaim le'echad min ha-shutvim. There's really no such a thing as going over to two shutvim and saying, look, I don't want you to be angry at me, I'll give you your half and not his half. If a shutvim gets money because it's part of the business, it goes into the business. There's no separation. So B'Kidager says, Efsher, this Gemara, it's bothers him. What shilaim le'echad mehem? What does it mean? So he suggests that maybe it's talking that they were shutvim only in this animal. The whole shutvim, they don't have a big business. They chipped in and they bought this one animal, the shutvim. Now the animal was stolen. So goodbye shutvim, there's nothing left. They didn't have this big company. They had shutvim in one animal. And this animal was stolen. So the shutvim ended. So that's the end of the shutvim. And the end of the story. And and now, when he pays one of them, what remains is a chayv. The ganav has a chayv to two separate people. There's no business left anymore. He shechted the animal. Whatever he did with the animal, now he owes money to each one. And since he owes money to each one, it's a splitting of the shutvim because the shutvim doesn't exist. It's also a chiddush, that even though the money is because of the shutvim, if right now the shutvim is over, you can pay separately. But that's how he explains the Gemara. The next shutvim shaila is a very similar thing. What's the next one? Lost track of all of them. Shal Shei Paris, Shal Min HaShutvim, B'Shilim La'echad Mehem, that was about the 7th or 8th. Mai shutvim sheshalu v'shilam echad mehen mai. Similar thing. What happens if shutvim borrows something and it gets stolen? So now they have to pay. They're a shayl. One shutvim could say, "I'm paying my half. You go after my shutvim." Does that make sense? Could a shutvim say that? Right, you lend money to a shutvim, and one of them says, "Here's my half of the money. You go after my shutvim." So look at Rashi's lashon. Rashi says, "Shilaim echad mehem chati damar shalav mahu shiich the chati atevul mi amrinan harishilaim kol amutal alav mi amrinan." Hare shilaim kol ha-mutal alav. I paid everything that's mutal on me. So here you have two people, they're shit from the grocery, and they owe money to the milk company. So who owes the money? One shutif could say, look, I'll pay you my half, and go after my shutif for the other half. Is that true? Could you just go after the other person? And a shutif? So this, the Rishonim talk about on Rashi. And there's machlokes Rishonim how to understand Rashi.
Why should it work?
Because shutfis pashtus, each shutif is completely responsible for everything in the shutfis. It's that way in halacha, it's that way in American law. If you have a partnership with somebody, you're responsible for the whole thing. If you have a mortgage, two people open a business, they go to the bank and they get $1 million mortgage with both names. Each one's responsible for the whole $1 million. You can't give the bank half a million and tell them, go after my shutif. Everybody is... By Eidim Zayman it is that way. Each of the Eidim Zayman could have a separate chiyuv. See, the Eidim Zayman are not a shutfis. There was no... It's not the same, because Eidim Zayman has a question whether it means you give... whether each one only pays half. It could be each one only pays half by Eidim Zayman. But there... Shutfis is different. If two ganavim would steal, two people would go and steal something, it could be each one's only chayav half, maybe. But by shutfis, everybody's the whole shutfis. Shutfis is the two of them. If someone lends money to a shutfis, he's lending to both. Anyway, the Rosh and Muki Yosef here have a machlokes how to understand Rashi. The Rosh says that by shutfis, everyone's fully responsible. And the Gemara just means stoma. That's the way people talk. As I say, here's my half, go after my shutif. Some normal people, they'll go after the shutif. The shutif doesn't want to pay, they'll come back to me. It's just the way people do things. It is that way. The guys say, I'll give you a half, you go to him. It doesn't mean that he's right up, he did. It means that it's accepted. People do things this way. And that's what Rashi means. And maybe since I paid my half, he'll give me my kef. That's the way the Rosh law is like Rashi, sort of, is lav dafka, the shura sadim. Muki Yosef has a different sheet. And Muki Yosef says that when you have a shutfis, each one is responsible for his half directly, and for his partner's half, he's an ariv. An ariv is a cosigner. Thus, each one is only chayiv for his half directly, and for the shutif's half as an ariv. What's the difference if you're an ariv? What's the din of an ariv? You can't come after me if I'm an ariv unless you go after him first. You have to take him to Din Torah, and Bezna has to pass in his chayiv, and that he has no money, or he runs away, and then you could be mechayiv me. Muki Yosef holds, it fits better in Rashi's Lashon, I paid my shemut olalav, I paid my half. My shutif's half, go after him. Arvus is that you have to go after him, and chase him to Bezdin and go after him. It's not like, it's also different than in American. In American law, if you're a co-signer, if you co-sign something in a bank, Dine Goyim is, if he doesn't pay, they go straight after the Arv. They don't have to take him to court. They send the bill to the person who has the mortgage, and he doesn't pay, they go to the Arv. If it's easier for them to collect from the Arv, they collect straight from the Arv. In halacha, a regular ariv, a stam ariv, is not that way. An ariv is that you have to go after the primary person first. You have to take him to the tyrant. And you have to get a psak against him. And it has to be he doesn't have money, or he runs away. And then you can go after the ariv. That's the difference between Dine Yisrael and Dine Goyim. The Gemara later in Ezeh Nesha calls it a difference between an ariv b'dine Yisrael. That an ariv b'dine Yisrael, you can go straight to the ariv. And Arav Bedine Goyim, you can go straight to the Arav. Arav Bedine Yisrael, you have to go first to the primary, and then to the Arav. The Nuki Yosef holds, Pshat Rashi, that each Shutif Takat's only Mutal Olav. His only responsibility, his direct responsibility, is only half. Kentucky is that way. And if the person wants, he has to go after the other party in Bez. If the other person refuses to come to Bezdin, or he comes and he refuses to pay, or he doesn't have money, then the Arev, then the Shutev has to pay. So it's a machlokes, I don't know how we paskin on this one. The Plupulei Charifta under the Rush points out that the Rush is Teres, the Mukis Teres is Teres, are different. One of them names on that a Shutev is directly responsible for everything, and one of them names on that a Shutev is only an Arev on the other hand. That's the expression they have. Guys who took accounting. It's an expression. When you're an Arev and you're fully responsible, where two people are fully responsible for each one for the whole thing. There's a legal term. It's been a long time. Okay. Okay. We'll come back to me. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to me. All right. Anyway, this is the... So these two Ibayas... with the Rekiv Eger and the Rosh Mukhi Yosef, I'm a Galatas, two Nakudis, important Nakudis of Shutvis. So we're up to next Ibaya. Shalmina Isha Vishilam Labailamai, Uisha Shashala Vishilam Bailamai. Here you have a different situation. Shal Mino Isha, you took from the woman. She's married, so it must be her nechsei malog. So you took from the woman's nechsei malog, and when you paid lebailo. So the first ibay is easy. The husband is an apotropis on nechsei malog. So if you pay to the baal, so that's the shayla. The second ibay is a little harder. Isha shashala, the woman borrowed. V'shilein baila mai. What's the case? So Rashi, I don't think, says anything on this, right? The woman borrowed, and the husband paid. The husband paid. Does the husband have to pay? If a woman borrowed, the husband doesn't have to pay. I mean, Al Shalom Bayis, he's going to pay. But Al Pi Halacha, if a woman borrowed, the husband's not mechuyev to pay for it. No? So what's the shayla? What? What does Rashi say? Isha Shashala. She borrowed Litzarech Kakam Luk Shala. Yeah, I think Rashi just means if she would borrow for him, so he's then he'd be Mechayev. So it's not the case. She borrowed for herself. Now, if she borrowed for herself and the husband paid, Mahu. So I would guess that the Shaila is that technically Al Pi Din, the husband shouldn't get anything. Like a matana, he doesn't have to give money. But kederech b'nei adam, the way human beings behave, is that husbands pay their wives' bills, if they're capable of paying their wives' bills. Husbands pay their wives' bills, even though al pi din they're not mechuyev to. So maybe we should look at it that the way people do it, some of the tibayah, the way, because we're talking about das b'nei adam, so maybe das b'nei adam, husband and wife, it's all one purse. So. Anyway, on all these 11 Ibayas, I think it was Teku, the Gemara says Teku. What does Teku mean? What's the title of Teku? You know what Teku means? Teku means let it stand. That's the word Teku means. Teku, right? Teku, let it stand, let it stay. So Remez, Tishbi Yataris Koshit Ibayas, is a Remez that I think the Tosfos Yom Tov brings. But the word Teku means let it stand, that means the Ibadi Shaila remains a Shaila. All right, so what do we do with a teiku? So normally, it's not so hard. Normally a teiku, you let the mursa keep it. If it's a question, do I have to pay you, teiku, so I don't pay you. No? Normally a teiku is a relatively simple thing. Here, it's a complicated thing, because here, there are three people. There's the ganav, who has to pay keifel. There's the owner, and there's the shomer. Whether it's the shomer or his children, in each case in the ibayah, there's the owner, the shomer, and the ganav. You can't just say, let things stay where they are, because the ganav has to pay. So the question here is, who should the ganav be paying to? Should he be paying to the shomer, or should he be paying to the original bailam? What's the deal? What do you do by a teiku? Because here, money is definitely going to change hands. So the question is, which way should it change hands? So the Rambam and the Rif both say that yachlaiku. That the din by teiku is yachlaiku is that they divide it. And they add that bismanazeh, we're not tevei a kefil bismanazeh. You'll know that knosais, we're not done, because we don't have a bezin shal smuchim, so we're not done dine knosis. But you also know, we had numerous times, that tfisa helps by kefil. That if somebody owes you kefil and you grab, that it helps. So zok the Rambam and the Rif, and the Rosh, they, who brings the Rif, that we pass in yachlaiku, and nafkamina is, if you're typhus, that tfisa helps. As I stated,
the only that's your half, that's
it could only be typhus your half. It can't be typhus someone else. It's chav lachrini. Because the ganav is really part of it. We can't force him to pay. So the ganav really could all
have to, right?
Now, if I mean the shomer and the bayim, we have any bayim. If the shomer gets it, or the bayim gets it. The shaila of mechza, it would go 3/4 to the bayim, or 1/4 to the. No, I'm sorry. It would go, 3/4 to the bayim, or 1/4 to the, because the shaila is only on half. But in most of the bayis, it would go half to the bayim and half to the shomer. Tfisa l'chayri, each one could grab his half. That's the lashon of the Rif. Each one, each one can only grab his half. He can't grab. No, because bismana zeh we have not din dan din eknosis. Tough as leim afkina minay. That's his lash. So the Rosh says Tamili. He says he doesn't understand this psak of yachlaiku. So he has two kashas. One kasha he has is the easy kasha, which is his second kasha, is that the bailim is the mukzik. There's a question here: did the original owner of this para, was he makna this animal to the shomer? When the shomer paid, he paid half, or he paid, or his children paid, or his wife paid, whatever the case was. Whoever, all these cases, what's the suffix? You have a muzik, the original bailim. And the suffix is he mak the kefil to the, to the shomer? So he's a muzik. So every time you have a muzik, it should be, the muzik should win. Whoever's the muzik, which is the marikama, you have a teku, the original muzik should win. So why does it go to yachlaiku according to the Rambam and the Rif? There's a similar machlaikis later in the Masechta by Machlach Parah Bachamar, where there's a suffik where somebody trades a parah for a chamar and davkuf. Hamachla para b'chamar. Someone trades a para for a chamar, and the chamar gave birth. Or the para gave birth, whichever one it was there, and they don't know if it gave birth when it was still in the seller's rishus, or when it was in the buyer's rishus. It's a suffik. Is the baby calf belong to the seller because it gave birth for first? Or did the give birth second? It belongs to the receiver. So there also, in a case where the machlo par b'chamar and there's no muzik, there's also machloikis in halacha how we paskin. And there too, the Rambam and the Rif paskin yachloiku, and the Rosh paskins that it goes to the marikama. It goes to the original. The original Bailam, he's a Marikama. It should go to the Marikama. And there, the Bach says a Hezber, which explains that Machlaikis, and it explains this Machlaikis as well. That he says an interesting aside, the Bach. He says, when you're a physical muzik in something, if you have something in your pocket, and someone says it's his, and you say, I don't know, maybe it's yours, maybe it's not. The person has a dollar bill in his pocket. So someone comes to me and says, oh, that dollar bill, it's really mine. Someone stuck it in your pocket. I say, you don't know. You don't remember how many dollars you had. So we say, Avada, we say, I'm a mechaver of a ride. There's no shaiva. You don't have to have a taina. You don't have to taina, taina's bari, to say that it's yours. Even if you're a shema, if you're physically holding something, you always keep it unless someone could prove it. However, by a mori kama, where you're not holding something, it's out in the agam. The behemoth gave birth out in Rosh Hashanah. There's an animal there. We don't know whose it is. We don't know if it gave birth earlier and it's yours, later and it's his. In any such case where you're going to win because of mori kama, not because you're holding it, but because you're the mori kama, the Bach says that you need a tainus bari to have a din mori kama. You have to be able to taina that you're sure it's yours. If you taina, you're sure it's yours, the mori kama wins. If not, not. It's sort of like a chazaka sheni mai taina. So if you're going to have a situation where the mori kama can't taina bari, it's yachloiku. That's pshad in both Rambams. By machlof paro b'chamar, does he know for sure when the animal gave birth? Could he taina bari? The mori kama says, I sure gave birth by me. He doesn't know. Nobody knows when it gave birth. So if there's no bari, you don't win. Same thing by us. Can anybody taina bari? No one can taina bari. The shaila here is, what is the normal das of people? Because they weren't thinking about it. All these ibayas are, or come out all these ibayas are, what is the normal das of people? Nobody can taina bari. The Gemara says we can't figure out, what would the average person do? Would he give kefil or wouldn't he? When you can't taina baris of the Bach, you don't win with a cheskes mori kama, that's pshat in the Rambam. And the Rosh disagrees. So this all is in the Kuntres HaSfeikis. In the beginning of the Kuntres HaSfeikis, Eis Gimel. He brings this Bach, and this is how he learns Peshad here. I just wanted to think about it for a minute, in Svara, if it really makes sense, a Mori Kama should have to have a Tainas Bari. Just in Svara, how do you understand? If I have something in my pocket, then I don't have to have a tainus bari, it's mine. Even if I don't know. There's something in my house, do I know if it's mine? It's not mine, I remember everything in my house, where I got it. Someone's teveye it, he doesn't get it. Because without a tainus bari, you can't take things away from me. If I'm a mori kama, and someone's teveye it, and it's not in my house, it's out in the street. I should have to have a tainus bari to keep it? I was zicha mori kama.
Yeah, it's more likely that it's not mine.
How does mori kama normally work? Why does a mori kama usually work? It's a raya, or we just leave things where they are?
It just makes my tainus strong. Right,
does it make a tainus strong? Is that why mori kama wins?
Because
that mekar means you leave it where it is. You don't know what to do. You just leave it where it is. That's what chazaka mekar means. Chazaka mekar means however it was. We assume it didn't change. So it's a very big chiddush this Bach that you have to tainus bari when you're mori kama to keep something, and you're definitely mori kama. It was definitely yours yesterday. Question is, today, I say, I don't know. So you need a tainus bari?
What happens in a case, let's say you have a mikvah, for instance, where it has a chazaka me'ikara and it was 40 sof. And then today I come to it, and it's not that I have a suffix if it was previously, but right now, for whatever reason, I can't properly...
Or it's father no good now, even.
Is that, well, here's not father no good. Here we have a chazaka me'ikara. But now we have a soft.
But here, but in your case, by a mikveh, even if you know it's no good today, we still give the chazaka to make
her. Before, previously, but not from now on. We're trying to.
Well, now on.
We're not saying, well, before the bottle was yours. Up until today, we'll say we assume it was yours.
But the question is, what are we going to do from today on? So if now we have a Suffolk. So you're right. A Suffolk Mekar tells us everything that happened previously was yours. But from today on...
If you have a Suffolk, if anything changed, then it will be a good mikvah. If something changed, you don't know what, so that's called Isra, and then it'll be a different story. But here, there's no reason that the Marikama should be Isra. He has an animal. Well, the Ganav stole, let's see in our Gemara. There's a Marikama on an animal, and someone stole it. Now, it's a Safik who did the Marikama. Was he Makna, the Kefil, to the Shomer or not? See, by the way, Yevshidim. So what should be? Why should he need a tannis bari? A lot.
It was also a dishamah. Yes, it's more common today to dishamah. So maybe it's a dishamah. It's a very.
But isn't that the whole din of marikama? It's not it. Because it was taken out of his rishus, some kind of reis. Right, that's what we're saying.
And the point is, you only find out something to make a card to tell you what happened previously. It doesn't tell you what happened something for now, what happened in the future. Don't cut it.
Well, Marikama has to help. If Marikama doesn't help by Sveikas, then there's no use in having a Marikama. The whole Festus Marikama has to help when there are Sveikas around.
Well, it helps if he's a bar. So it helps if he's a bar.
So it's up to Bach. That it's, to me, it sounds like a big Chiddush. I don't have any cash on it, just a Chiddush. So Bach says, that's the Machloek. It's not an Amaskana. Is he a Bari, or do you need a Bari by Festus Marikama? The Rambam and Rif hold you need Bari, since there's no Bari, it's Yachlaiku. And the Rosh holds you don't need Bari, and therefore he holds that it's the Marikamowitz. Frank the Kunchas has Svekis Akasha. Yes, Akasha, why does the Ganiv have to pay Kefil at all? We've had in Gemara a few places a concept of Zil Hachi Kamat Chalei, Zil Hachi Kamat Chalei. Right, one case is if I have a shtar, if there exists a shtar that I owe money to Yosef and Shimon. And two Yosef and Shimon's in town. So when one Yosef and Shimon comes to me, I tell him maybe it's the other one. When the second Yosef and Shimon comes to me, I say maybe it's the other one. So I don't pay either of them. There's a shtar that I owe Yosef and Shimon money, then no way, which one? So whichever one comes to me, I could tell him, maybe it's the other one, Zilhachi Kamat Chalei, Zilhachi Kamat Chalei. Right? Nobody could force me to pay. The same thing, the Kunchas Svekis doesn't bring Yosef and Shimon, he brings a case in Bechairis, where two people, each one had a Bechar, and each one was paid it early. He was paid it within the 30 days, and they both, each one gave his money to a Kayin. So a Kayin has money for two Bechayrim. And then before the 31st day, one of the two died. One of the two babies died. So that father is entitled to a refund. He's entitled to a refund on his money, because he wasn't Bechayiv in Pinyin HaBen. He gave it early because he thought it would be Chayiv. So he can go over to the Kayin and get his money back. And that's not a question. He certainly could. Shaila is when the two babies were mixed in the hospital, and they don't know which father is which baby. And one child died, one child didn't die. So now, who does the Kayin give his refund to? Who does he give his five zuz back? Five shekel back. So the Gemara says, the same idea, Zilhachi Kamat Chalei, Zilhachi Kamat Chalei. One father comes and says, give me the money. He says, maybe you're not the father of the dead child. The other one asks for the money, he says, maybe you're not the father. And the Kayin can hold on to the money. As I said in Gemara. Frekt, the Kutchus HaSvekas Akasha, this Ganiv, he's sitting pretty. This Ganiv should have a good way out of paying Kefil. When the Shomer says, give me the Kefil, he says, well, it's a Teku. Maybe I have to give it to the Bailim. When the Bailim say, give me the Kefil, he says, well, maybe I have to give it to the Shomer. Why does he pay it all? Zil Hachi Kamat Chalei, Zil Hachi Kamat Chalei, he should push off everybody. He should be off the hook for paying the Kefil. This is the Kutchus HaSvekas Kashas. He says, Lematzasi Yishuv Lezah. I don't know what Teretz to his Kashas. Something wrong with the kasha. What's wrong with the kasha? What's wrong with the kasha? Why can't the Gadav say Zilhachi Kamat Chalei, Zilhachi Kamat Chalei? Why can't you just push everybody off? What? Okay, so one thing which is zicha true is that for his own interest to have his kapara, here he has to pay the kefil to be mekayim his own chiyuvin. So it's his own interest he would pay. Just like a ganev who steals from two people, he doesn't know who he stole from. So it's zicha that for his own interest he would pay. That's emes. But it doesn't answer the kasha because that's good when he wants to pay. All right, so Rama says do yachlaiko and he says do marikana. But in halacha, in the Rambam, it's clear that you could be mechayiv him to pay. How can you be mechayiv him to pay the kefil? He could say, who am I going to pay the kefil to? To whom am I going to pay the kefil? So the Kunsh HaSvek, as I said, Bleibshver, the Trumas HaKri, which is also in back of the some prints of the Ketzais, says a teretz. But his teretz itself is a little, the words are a little hard. The Brichas Avram explains the teretz. And the way he explains the teretz is that when could you push off, now we'll talk first about about the Kayin case. When could you push someone off if there's a tzad, the money is yours? Here you have a Kayin. He has these five shkolim from Ruvain and these five shkolim from Shimon. So Ruvain says, give me my five shkolim back. The Kayin says, maybe they're mine. I don't have to give them to you. There is a tzad that it's his. So he doesn't have to give it. Shimon comes to the second five shkolim. He says, give me my five shkolim back. So you could tell him, no. Maybe it's mine. So he doesn't have to give it back. Each five shkolim, he could say, maybe this one's mine, maybe this one's mine. He ends up making money on it because he keeps both. But Lamaisa, each person, he could tie it to him, maybe it's mine. By the kefil, the ganiv really doesn't have a pair here. What's he going to say? Maybe it's mine. Maybe I don't have to pay it. I've had to have to pay kefil. So shall you have to pay kefil? The shaila is to whom the kefil belongs. This kefil you have to pay. The question is, to whom does the kefil belong? So you pay the kefil, and let Besen decide who it goes to. There's no time, though. You can't push everyone away if the chiyuv is a klara chiyuv. And the question is, who does it go to? It's a very mustavadika thing. That if you certainly know exactly what you have to pay, let's say someone owes, somebody dies, and you owe the dead man $1 million, and he dies. So if he'd be a ger with no yarshim, it would be wonderful, right? Keep the money. But he's got Yarshim, but it's a question. There are two Yarshim fighting over his estate. So you'll say to each one, I don't want to pay you. Maybe it's the other one's estate. I don't want to pay you. Maybe it's the other one's. Can't do that. You have to put the million, you have to put the money you owe into the estate, and then they'll fight over it. Because you're Zichar Chayiv. He says the same thing here. There's Zichar Chayiv Kefil. The question is only to whom. So you have to pay. Why? Yeah, well, I meant there's a case where each one claims the other one's not the Irish. Well, one claims he's the Irish. Let's say we have two children that got taka mixed in the hospital. You don't know which one's the son. Again, you can't. You can push them both off. What about the Yosef and Shimon case, though? What's there? But Yosef, by the case where I owe money to a Yosef and Shimon. It's Klar, it's a Shtar. I owe money to Yosef and Shimon. I don't know which one. Each Yosef and Shimon comes, I could push him away. There, it's a little, no? A little bit of a problem there, is it? Huh? Each one comes. One Yosef and Shimon is Teveyami, I say, he brings out a shtar, it says, I borrowed money from Yosef and Shimon. So I could tell him, maybe it's the other Yosef and Shimon. The other one, if the other one comes and he says Teveyami, I say, maybe it's the first one. Therefore,
Therefore, he wants to make sure he's returning to the right person.
So what you're saying is true. All I meant to say, and I want to get to that, but what I want to say is the Birchas Avram's Nakuda, that you can only push people away when it's a chance it's yours. It doesn't seem to fit this case of the two Yosef and Shimon's. Because they definitely owe money, but we don't know to whom you owe the money. Right? The two Yosef and Shimon cases, it doesn't fit well, so well with the Birchas Avram. No? It could be that it needs one more Nakuda here, which truth is would answer the original Kasha. What was the original Kasha? The Kasha was a stira from the case of Bechairis to our Tekuv. That here should be able to push them both away also. So here, I'm not quoting anybody, we're just thinking out loud. We had a Reb Chaim in the beginning of the year. Hayachloikus. Reb Chaim said that, let's see, we had in a few cases. One case, someone finds an Aveda, and two people give simanim. What's the din? If you find an Aveda and two people give the right simon on it, what's the din? Simanim is simanim. Remember? Simanim is simanim. You said yehi munach. We said that simanim, two people give you simanim on the same thing, yehi munach. So Rabbi Kivega's kasha was, be achlaiku. Right? Why should it be achlaiku? Because it's... It could be there's no Vade Ramai. It could be each one lost something with this simon. And it could be Chaluki Chayli Yisem, as Rabbi Kivega said. It could be they were Shutfim in it. So the question was, why simonim is simonim yeimunah? If two people give simonim, why don't you do Yachlaiku? What was Reb Chaim's Teretz? I remember Chaim's Teretz. By Hashavas Aveda, you can't do Yachlaiku. Why? Because I have a chi hashava. I have the Torah put on me a responsibility to do a hashava. If the Torah put on me a responsibility to do I can't do a hashava to mutl b'safik chalkin. I'm not mekayim my mitzvah asay of hashava saveda. Hashava saveda has to be to a matzav, not a matzav of yachlaiku. We said the same thing about hashavas in the gezela, that you can't do hashavas gezela to a matzav of yachlaiku. And we said maybe even by monashlishi. What? It's possible, but I'm not allowed to return an Aveda to someone who's possibly his. I have to return it to someone while Pidin, it's up to Paskin, it's his. So it's not enough, Chaluk Yechayli Yosemis, it has to be Nizbarer. Hashava has to be a Klarazach, otherwise I don't have to do a Hashava. There's no Hashava to Yechlag, those are Chaim's rule. This Kayin, who took money from two Yisraeli to two Pidin Abens, he has five zuz from one and five from the other. That money he has, what is that? The baby died. So that money he had, it's not a loan. You can borrow it. You know what that money is? It's what? I think it's Geneva. He's an Einus. I was given to him willingly. It was money given to him by Tos. It's someone else's money that he has. Shalai Kedin. He has a mitzvah hashava. If you steal something by mistake, there's no mitzvah hashava. Hashava's geneva is only if you steal purposely. No? Some hashava's geneva is even if you steal by mistake, no? I once went for a lab test on my way to yeshiva. You know, I get blood in the lab, I filled out a form. I got to yeshiva, I noticed I had the pen from the lab. So we started clearing if I'm mechuyev to return it right away, if I could wait till after Seder. It's hashava's gezeila. No? Yeah, if you take something, it's not Hashavas. Huh? It's what? The Meichel, that was what was funny about it. When I brought it back, the lady said, everyone takes the pens. It's just something like that. But I don't think the Balabas is Meichel. I don't think so. The gym, it's that way. The assumption is everyone takes the pens. Okay. Anyway, that doesn't take away from the underlying. The underlying thing is... What? Is that true? Is Hashem's Geneva has to be right away, or you could wait? Kol Zman, I'm holding Geneva, it's not every minute I'm holding it. I don't know. That's what we were so picky about. Anyway, this Kayin is a ganiv, no? He's a ganiv betos. He's not getting an einish for it. They purposely gave him the money. But he has, I don't want to use the word ganiv. He's holding someone else's money betos. He has a mitzvah hashava. Could be hashavas geneva, could be hashavas aveda. But he has a mitzvah hashava. It could be, that's why there's no yachloiku. Can you do yachloiku, hashava to yachloiku? No. Moshe came back careful. It's not a din of mitzvah hashava saveda. It's not a din hashava that you can't do yachloiku. Person has to pay careful. This kapara has to pay careful. To whom does he pay? Whoever al pi din he pays. Could be that that's the could this achilik between the two between the case of the Bechar and the case over here.
Is there
a din of Kefil Vada? You know, there's an old cler, I don't remember from who, about paying Kefil. In the little Meruba, one of the clers there is where the Kefil is a separate knas, like Moitzi Shemra or Eved, or if Kefil is an added Hashavas Geneva, that normally you pay back Karen. By a ganev, you pay back double. It's like part of the Hashavas HaGeneva. So if it's part of the Hashavas HaGeneva, you'd be right. If it's an Eret Knas, so then it's an Eret Knas. Then this terrace makes sense to be Mechalek. Okay, so yeah, Shiyah, we have here, you say this to Gemach Loikis by Teiku. The Rambam holds and the Rif holds, the Teiku here is Yachloiku. The Rosh holds, the Teiku is Yemunach. The Chiddush is the Rambam and the Rif, not the Rosh. Because the Rosh is Pashtus, so it should go to the Marikama. The Rambam and the Rif have here a Chiddush of Yachloiku. So we have the Bax Hezber that you need a Tanis Vaday. That's what comes out of this Sugi. I'd like to talk to you for a minute just about rules of Teikus in general. There's a Algamene Shaila about a Teiku in the Gemara. I'll give you an example. This Gemara in Erevin has a suffix if yesh tchumin lamayla me'asara or ain't tchumin lamayla me'asara. If tchumin apply to someone who's over 10 tfachim off the ground. Today it's very negayah to someone who comes in an airplane. Someone who gets stuck on a flight and Bein HaShmashis, he's still on the airplane. It's a sakana, he doesn't jump off. And he flies into the airport and he lands. What does he do when he lands? Is he allowed to... Does his tchum go according to where he was, Bein HaShmashis, out over the Atlantic Ocean? So wherever he lands, he has to stay there. It's chutz l'tchum. Or do we say, ain't tchum l'mayna me'asara? And therefore, wherever he landed, is the tchum starts from there. So it's a ibaya the lay ifshet in the Gemara. It's a teiku in the Gemara. There's a machlaikis what to do. There are many paiskim who hold that we say safi drabana lakula. That it's a look, tchumin is a drabanan. Certainly tchumin of 2000 amis is a drabanan. Safi drabana lakula, it's a teiku in the Gemara. You say safi drabana lakula. There are a miut ha-paiskim, the Prichadash, in Hilchus Treifus, and the Chayodam, in the Klolei Sveikus, who hold that by a suffix, by a teiku in the Gemara, you don't say suffix Rabbanu Lekula. Why don't you say suffix Rabbanu Lekula? So the Makar is a Yamshel Shloimei, a Marshal. In the first parak of Beya, the case there is a little complicated. But the Marshal says a very interesting rule. You know, sometimes the Gemara says teiku, and sometimes the Gemara just isn't poshet to shayla, and it just goes weiter. You know, this did in the Gemara, right? And the Gemara is a shayla, they're just two dots, end of story. And you say, oh, was the Gemara? No, the Gemara didn't answer. And sometimes the Gemara says teiku. What's the difference? Marshal says there's a big difference. When the Gemara just does not poshet it, so it remains a safik. We say safik d'rabbanan l'kula. It remains a safik. If you can prove one way or the other, you're still entitled to prove it. When the Gemara says teiku, the Marshal holds, it means that Ravina and Ravashi were kiveya, that this has a din safik. You can't be pashinit. Teiku is itself a psak. It's a psak of teiku. This remains a safik. You can't let's say a psak on this. You can't come to me and say, I'm going to rely on this. It's a teiku, it's a din teiku. Wait, 1 second. So the mashal holds that you don't say safa d'rabbanan l'kula on a gemara's teiku. And it's interesting, the Prichodesh Paskins that way, by treifus, there are a lot of treifus that are safik. And what's a pella is that the Chayyodom Paskins that way is the only one of the later Achrayinim who says that you don't say safa d'rabbanan l'kula by, or even svek sveka, by a safik that's a teiku in the gemara. If in them on like the mashal that a teiku is a psak of teiku, it could be that it would answer the Rosh's kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says yachloiku. So the question is by machlo para b'chamar. I'm sorry, I'm not going to answer machlo para. The question is by mari kama. We always say mari kama. The Rosh brings other places where we go basa mari kama. Maybe, if you hold Nema like this Marshal, that a teiku is a psak of teiku, it could be that when you have a psak of teiku, you can't pass him Marikam. Memele it's yachloiku, it's a psak by a teiku of yachloiku. And therefore it remains that way. Now whether this stems with all the other teikus of Shas, I don't know. What?
How would it remain a teiku and say yachloiku?
That's what teiku means. Teiku means a suffix.
So it's
a suffix, you say yachloiku. What's a suffix? You say yachloiku. You want to tell me since I'm the Mari Kama, so I'm going to nem on that I'm not makna the kefil. That's what you want to say. I'm the Mari Kama. I'm going to rely. I wasn't makna the kefil. But it's a suffix if you were makna the kefil. So to hold him is suffix. See, that's the thing. They're talking by Yisurim. They're talking by Treifus. Or they're talking by benching. There's a shayla of a woman is mesupik if she benched. There's a teiku in the Gemara of women are mechuyev to bench minatayra or not. So you want to make a svek sveka? Maybe there are mechuyev minatayra. And even if they're mechuyev, maybe mechuyev midrabban, even if they're mechuyev minatayra, it's a suffik if she benched. So whether you can extend it to mamin, I'm not sure. But if you could extend it to mamin, it would answer the kasha, why it blives the achlaiku? It's a psakim ravina ravashi, that blives the suffix, he says. Okay, I'll go put him, this is the Shaila. Before we go weiter, I hope to go weiter tomorrow, just on Taisa Shaal, there's an interesting Tshuva Nigrus Maisha. Takes a little into Halacha L'Maisa. It's Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Gimel. And on the next line of the Gemara, there's a piece I want to speak out in the Dibrus Maisha. It's Ha'orachas, it goes on the next line of the Gemara. So tomorrow's a Ramosha day. It's a Shaila.